The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, podcasts, and news are up on SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. Yes, that is WGNPlus.com. You can find all the latest podcasts there. And also, check me out on Instagram. It's at SeanGreenShow. If you want to check me out on Instagram and all my out and abouts going on Instagram, you can check me out there too. Hey, you know what? It's one of those things that I always wonder how people get all this stuff done. So one of the things that I always wanted to know was how just regular people get these video shouts out of celebrities and TV stars and musicians, because we never really get that close to them. And I finally kind of cracked the code on how to actually do that. And it's with this website called Cameo.com. And with Cameo.com, what's cool about it is that you can actually book a celebrity to give you a video shout out. And I know I'm simplifying it, but I do have the CEO of Cameo on a Super Celebrity Hotline, Stephen Galanis. He's here to join me right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. So, hey, check it out. So, one thing about Cameo that I noticed is that you have a wide variety of celebs that offer these video shouts out, these shout outs. Now, my question to you is, I mean, how do you gather all these people to say, hey, I agree to do this? And how long have you been doing it?
So, Sean, it's a good question. Today, we have over 3,500 different talent on the platform, Cameo.com. You can go search them, browse by different categories. We have this idea that selfies were the new autograph. So a lot of these talent, anytime people run up to them on the street or they see them after a game or after a performance, they're constantly coming up. And instead of pulling the Sharpie out like you and I would have done when we were kids, everybody wants to take a picture and put it on Instagram, or it didn't happen. So these videos are things that maybe they did one-off here and there, but they get requested for them all the time. And we've found a way for them to monetize this opportunity to engage with fans in a very personal and authentic way.
Wow. And I'm not lying, guys. He has athletes, actors, comedians, musicians, people from the MTV verse. I mean, he has everybody here, which is pretty cool. But one of the things that everybody wants to know is, can you get them to say anything, or is it some kind of a guidelines that each celebrity wants to be read, some things that they may not read, or some things that they just won't do?
Sure. So every video, the fan can request whatever they want. The two guidelines we have for the talent is there's no nudity allowed, and they can't be inciting violence. Additionally, we've made this platform more for fans directly versus for business shout outs today. So, you know, there's a possibility where if some restaurant wanted a celebrity to say, this is the best burger in town, you know, that guy might say no and they might decline that request. Likewise, if you could imagine someone like Dexter Fowler, let's say he got booked on the platform and a Cubs fan was like, hey, say you want to come back to the Cubs and get off the Cardinals, like, he might say no to that too, right? So it is ultimately up to the talent to accept or decline any request.
Right, and something like this, I'm almost certain it can't be cheap. I mean, is it pretty expensive to get this stuff done?
The average video is $40, so it's a lot less expensive than I think most people would imagine.
Oh, wow. And then as far as, you know, as far as like the actual physical greeting, has anybody that used the site, have they tried to reach out and get a little closer to the celeb outside of just the video? Do you provide that, or is it strictly video?
So today we're only doing video, but one really interesting thing that happened actually here in Chicago, there was a guy that used our service to reach out to his girlfriend's favorite band, the lead singer of it. He made a cameo, and in the request, he said, "I want to get engaged at your Chicago show." And through this cameo, the lead singer gave him his cell phone number. They coordinated, and this guy got to ask his girlfriend to become his wife on stage at her band's favorite concert.
Oh, wow. And one of the coolest things about Cameo, too, is that you do offer an app. It's not just for your desktop. It's for on the go. If you have that idea while, let's say, you're on the train or, you know, you're on the bus and you want to give that last-minute gift, you probably can get that out to them. How fast is the turnaround for these?
So the talent has up to 7 days to respond. If 7 days goes by, the order automatically gets canceled. But most requests are responded to within 24 hours.
Oh, wow. And at this point, are you looking to expand as far as like outside of Chicago? Because I know Chicago is just one of those cities as far as you know, startups, you know, is pretty big here. I mean, and the response to your website has been overwhelmingly, you know, positive. So that's great. So are you looking to expand, let's say, to the West Coast?
Yeah, my two co-founders actually live in L.A., so we've always had a presence in California. We have three full-time employees there today, and we're going to be looking to boost that team up. We also just sent our first person abroad, and we now have an office in London as well.
Oh, wow. And then as far as how do you pitch out to the talent or potential talent that hasn't been a part of Cameo? How do you present that to them? Do you guys come to them and say, hey, this is what we can offer you and this is how much we pay you? Or is it just something that the talent seeks you out to do?
Yeah, we give them the opportunity to monetize those selfies that they take every single day. We have this platform where talent can monetize their social in a way that's brand positive to them. When you get one of these videos as a gift for somebody and then you share it with them, they put it on their Instagram, it literally makes them bigger fans of that talent in the same way as if you meet, you know, a Chicago Cub after the game and he signs your baseball, like you're going to become a bigger fan of that guy for the rest of his career. It's exactly the same thing. The only benefit here is the fans are actually paying the talent to promote the talent. You know, they're getting paid to share this unbelievable, viral, unique piece of authentic content. And every time they do that, it makes the talent more popular. So, you know, we feel we have a pretty good value prop to the talent, helping make them more popular and paying.
Wow. And there you have it. And the cool thing about it, too, is that I mean, it's a video, so it lasts forever. It doesn't diminish like a, let's say, an autograph. Stephen Glanis, thanks so much for joining us. It's cameo.com. Make sure you guys download it on the app. You can download it on your iPhone. You can download it on your Android. I highly suggest the app. I love the app. I downloaded it Saturday and just browse through it. Check it out. I mean, it's free to download the app, so make sure you guys check that out. It is cameo.com. Once again, it's cameo.com. Stephen Glanis, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.